From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Trump met other G7 leaders at their annual summit in Canada. He held firm on asserting the United States is disadvantaged when it comes to trade with its European allies. At a bilateral meeting later with the summit's host, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the president spoke about the U.S.-Canadian relations.
The relationship is probably better, as good or better than it's ever been. And I think we'll get to something very beneficial to Canada and to the United States.
And Trudeau also spoke with reporters.
Trade has been a topic of discussion and will continue to be, but our engagement towards the world, how we're working together to create good jobs for folks on both sides of the border and around. We both got elected on a commitment to grow the middle class and help those working hard to join it, and that's exactly the kinds of things that we're going to stay focused on.
On the eve of the summit, Mr. Trump had lashed out on Twitter at French President Emmanuel Macron and Trudeau, who had criticized the president's trade stance at a joint news conference. The Taliban announced Saturday it will halt offensive operations against government security forces across Afghanistan during three-day festivities, which marks the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. The ceasefire coincides with a week-long halting of anti-Taliban operations by the Afghan government. One U.S. Special Operations soldier is dead and four wounded after al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked an outpost in southwestern Somalia. The attack came as U.S. forces were helping Somali and Kenyan troops to clear the area of al-Shabaab militants. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for this attack. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says it is cautiously optimistic about containing the spread of the Ebola virus in Democratic Republic of Congo, but warns that much work lies ahead. 38 of 62 suspected cases have been confirmed. Of this total number of confirmed cases, 27 people have died. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports the majority of confirmed Ebola cases were detected 2 to 3 weeks ago. Since then, there only have been a few sporadic cases. It notes there have been no confirmed cases since mid-May in two of the three affected areas in DR Congo, the large city of Mbandaka and Bikoro, where the virus was originally detected 1 month ago. An Ebola outbreak in West Africa a few years ago left more than 11,000 people dead. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump has told reporters he has been preparing all of his life for the summit next week with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I believe we're going to have a terrific success or a modified success, but in one form or another, if it all goes, and things can happen between now and then.
The Trump administration wants denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang wants sanctions relief. The Washington Post is reporting Chinese government hackers have breached the computer system of a U.S. Navy contractor, and they've stolen large amounts of sensitive data. Investigators told the Post the hack was carried out by the Chinese Ministry of State Security, a civilian spy agency. Family, friends, and fans of celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain are reacting with shock to his death. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Anthony Bourdain's mother says she had no indication her 61-year-old son was thinking of suicide. Gladys Bourdain, a longtime editor at the New York Times, tells the paper that he is absolutely the last person in the world she would have dreamed would do something like this. Bourdain's girlfriend, Italian actress Agia Argento, tweeted that Bourdain was her love, her rock, her protector. Even though Bourdain had poked at Emeril Lagasse, the New Orleans chef said that Tony was a great soul, mentor, friend, a father, and an incredible chef. Fans went shopping on Amazon with news of Bourdain's apparent suicide. Four of his books were among the top 10 highest sellers. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election has escalated the pressure on President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, bringing additional charges against him for tampering with unnamed witnesses. Judges at the International Criminal Court in The Hague have overturned the war crimes convictions of former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba for atrocities committed by his forces in Central African Republic. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.